ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Karen Middleton is joining us, the Chief Political Correspondent with The Guardian Australia. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, David.
Let's start out with the NDIS. We heard some of the comments there from Adam Bandt earlier. The states met with NDIS Minister Bill Shorten yesterday, and the states are saying they're concerned about the growing cost that they'll face. They're worried about a cost blowout, the costs of the NDIS being put onto them.
Yeah, when your friends turn, right?
It's exactly.
Just a little bit of pragmatism going on here from the states. Never assume, I think the message is, don't assume that we'll do everything you want when you want us to do it. Obviously, there's some pushback from the states over the cost of these proposed changes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and the states have decided to leverage the federal government's desire to get this done fast and are making a point about the burden on them, financially speaking. And so they are clearly decided that perhaps, if not all bets are off, that the bets might have to change a bit. I did note last night the housing minister from New South Wales, Rose Jackson, on Q&A, bringing up the GST breakdown again.
That's interesting, isn't it?
I wonder... whether after the Western Australia experience, other states might decide that it's time to push back a bit more. So it's an interesting dynamic, but I do think that they're seeking to take advantage of the fact that the federal government wants this through quickly. We're about to rise. The parliament's about to rise. There's only two parliamentary days left before they have a six-week break and then the budget. They're trying to scrape the barnacles off, as we like to say, and people are pushing back.
The premiers, though, have signed off on this, I think twice. Can they actually back away from those signatures now, and where would that leave the federal government?
Well, it's a good question. There has been an agreement written down, but clearly they've decided they're going to change their tack on negotiations a little. So we'll see whether there's scope for change, whether they're just making a point about not being taken for granted, or whether they seriously expect the federal government to change. It does seem to be concern about the direction of the government and the fact that perhaps it won't seek to negotiate or consult with them as closely in future. So maybe that's the message that you need to be talking to us a lot more.
The Attorney General is doing consultations on the religious discrimination law. There's various briefings going on behind the scenes at Parliament House this week. We're not allowed to see this legislation yet, though, and there's no timeline on when this bill would need to come before Parliament. What's your read on what's going on here?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, David? There is an emerging theme of consultation behind closed doors. Now, governments do that all the time, but this government does seem to be increasingly reluctant to take the broader community into its confidence when it comes to some of these controversial pieces of legislation, and we're not allowed to see it, and they're laying down requirements on the coalition that they can't communicate what's in it, etc. So it's a tricky way to go about it. I understand what they're trying to do. They don't want to have a huge public debate. In fact, that's why the Prime Minister is saying he wants bipartisan support, because he doesn't want a huge public debate about this. I think he thinks that would be damaging politically for the government. He thinks it would be damaging for the coalition, and he's hoping that Peter Dutton agrees. And I don't think he wants the community dragged into a debate on this when it's more concerned, in a majority sense, probably about cost of living issues. So he's trying to get this done. But as I understand it, there's no deadline on that. So that will sort of grind away in the background, and trying to get something, some kind of agreement reached. Whether the coalition's prepared to agree and support a government bill, or decides it's got greater political advantage in pushing back against it and making a fight of it, We'll wait and see.
Just in 20 seconds or so, the government seeking a compromise on its fuel efficiency standards. What do we know of that, and what do you make of Adam Bandt's comments? He doesn't seem to be linking it to the PRRT changes now.
Well, it does look like the government may be contemplating sort of easing back on what it originally proposed. The coalition has mounted a pretty effective political pushback against this. It seems the government might feel that that's having some effect and wanting to try and find a compromise. Again, not in public. We'll see.
Karen Middleton, thank you so much for that.
Thanks, David.
Karen's the Chief Political Correspondent with The Guardian Australia. You're on RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy.
Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.